Chapter 14. The vision changed my life. Then the Lord answered me and said, "Record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run. For the vision is yet for the appointed time, it hastens toward the goal and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come, it will not delay." Habakkuk 2 verse 2-3. This time, the school of the Spirit has been the deepest, darkest, night of the soul experience in my 70 and a half years, plus adding the 6.5 or 7 months in my mother's womb. I am just about out of breath. My! My! Oh my! What expression can I use to explain this move of the Holy Spirit in my life? I believe the attention getters from heaven have hit the bullseye in the very core of my soul. My heart cried out, "O Lord, deeper, and yes, deeper you have been exploring into my soulish fiber. You are trying to root out any part of my being that will prevent the shadow or stream of your atmosphere from working through me. I am breathless, Father, when I think of your perfect patience, for this your son. Roy. Who am I to despair?" This graduate school of the Spirit has taken over 2 years, and several times I have been tempted to throw in the towel. I must continue to meet the new challenges in this growth encounter season before my deployment to our heavenly home. The rules of engagement have been clearly defined and laid out. Our spiritual antennas are up and tuned in, and our receivers are eager to receive. Now is the time, now is the season, for this spiritual growth. My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Psalm 45 verse 1. I am stirred up to write again and watch the strokes of this pen, filling the empty pages until they are full volumes of living words. In Psalms 119 verse 105, the word of the Lord says, "Thy word is a lamplight unto my feet and a light unto my path roadway. Your Shekinah glory is our endless light and has no beginning nor ending." I believe, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength that this is the church's greatest hour. Now I didn't say religion, legalism, or denominationalism. Yes, you heard me right. I mean the early New Testament church, the Acts 2 church. We are fulfilling biblical history daily as many are experiencing a heavenly flow as none other since Father God created, and blessed, and made a bold decree. It is good. God's intent was to initiate a people who would reflect His image and likeness. The fall of Adam and Eve didn't invalidate God's original purpose for humanity. When they listened to the deceiver and recognized their nakedness because of a lie, this exposed their deprived condition. They lost the Shekinah glory that was covering them. Was God surprised? No. Yet, He was disappointed. Did this lock His plan? Did it prevent His purpose for an earthly family who carries His DNA? No. At this time He spoke into existence. Genesis 3 verse 15. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, he shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him," Jesus, "on the heel." God is saying to the church, today, "I am beginning to let you touch my glory so you shall be able to stand in the hour of my visitation." Isaiah 60 verse 1. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." We are going to be strengthened in the glory to the point where we can stand in the very atmosphere of heaven. How exciting! What a joy! Isaiah 64 verse 1 AMP. "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and that you would come down, that the mountains might quake and flow down at your presence." The Hebrew word says, that rend means to rip, to tear, to violently pull down. The glory of the Lord is the atmosphere of heaven. Isaiah 64 verse 2. "As fire kindles the brushwood, as fire cause water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence." The touches of His glory released to us to prepare us to encounter the person of heaven, God, the Father. In conclusion, we need to consider, not only are we the sons of God, we are the bridal remnant. The training ground of the bride is the wilderness. All are called, but few are chosen. Have we heard the call to the church as is stated in Revelation? Hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. The call is clear to His bride. We must enter the bridal chamber to be groomed. Church, are we ready? Are we alert and ready for His visitation? Church, we must be able to see and hear beyond the veil. No one knows the hour of His coming, His visitation. I ask you this question: are you ready for His visitation where you will see beyond the veil?